My name's Pierre, and I'm with David here today on Saturday, the 16th of November, and we just went by Memorial Day, Remembrance Day, which was Saturday, and while I was writing, I know God moved on my heart, and I had been neglecting Remembrance Day for all these years. It didn't mean much to me. And something that came to me was something that the Lord had told Gary Carpenter. He told him, if the American had trained their soldiers, and that would go for Canada too, the way the church is being trained, we would all be speaking German today, meaning we would have lost the war. And of course here, this is a memorial park, as a memorial for the Canadian soldiers that went to war. Some died, some came back, but it was for our freedom. But it was for a greater freedom than just in the natural. I believe it was for a spiritual freedom for the gospel. And at this time, right now, Canada, even though it's got a purpose to fulfill, even though Canada has been called by God to become a missionary, training, and sending nation, Canada is not going in the right direction at this moment. And it's not God's fault, it's the church's fault. And I'm not going to get too critical here, but it's just a reality of it. So we are out to change the direction, the spiritual direction of this nation, so that this nation can become everything that God has called it to become. And not only this nation, but this continent concerning North America. And if we were just look here real closely, I came by here on my bike after it was all over on Saturday. And here, even here, we have names like Italy, Belgium, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Scotland, Newfoundland, Greece, Russia, Ireland, Afghanistan, South Africa, India, Wales, France, England, Serbia, Brazil, Portugal, Egypt. So this is international. War is always international. Spiritual warfare is incredibly international. That's why missionary work, apostolic work, is always global, international, starting with our own Jerusalem. So I thank you for your time. Amen.